Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to WMFO Medford here at Tufts University. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. That was Blondie from Heart of Class. And all right, so now I lost my... Why does it always do this? There we go. Okay, so I want to share with you some information event coming up you might want to take in. It's save the date, June 1st, live day 24, 6 hours of nonstop live music on the radio. Tune in to 91.5 FM in the Boston area or catch the action worldwide at WMFO.org. Festivities start at 9 a.m. on June 1st. 10 bands, 6 hours, live from the WMFO studios. Okay, you'll hear three, Ronnie DeShefness, Jennifer Teft and the Strange, G. Dante, Happy Little Clouds. There's a whole bunch of folks. And set your alarm for 9 o'clock on June 1st for Live Day 24. Sounds like fun. Oops. Okay. So, I want to share something with you that comes from the Simon Wiesenthal Center. And it's called, first of all, it's an article by Quanta A. Ahmed and Abraham Cooper from the Media Line. And this is from today. The Voice, opinion, a conspiracy of silence, a blood libel against Jewish nationhood. Let's see if I've got this right. Each of us, in our own way, has been devoted to the cause of human rights. Each of us, a Muslim and a Jew, has witnessed the impact on innocents when their human dignity has been crushed. We have witnessed the shattered remnants of communities tottering on the brink of oblivion, whether meeting survivors of the wars of the Taliban in northwest Pakistan, debriefing scores of Christian survivors of genocide in Nigeria, traveling to Iraq to meet the Yazidi and Kurdish survivors of the ISIS genocide, bearing witness to child soldiers inducted into surviving both the Taliban and ISIS, or meeting with Uyghur and Tibetan refugees. In every situation, we tried to help. One, a physician tending to the open wounds and psychological scars. The other, a rabbi, trying to repair broken souls. All our efforts depend on a global infrastructure of human rights and intensive efforts to forge coalitions of faith leaders who, in turn, work to forge a realistic path toward hope. But what we have witnessed these past hellish 7 months since Hamas terrorist invasion of southern Israel and their brutal mass murder of families, including babies, the mass rape and killing of hundreds of Israeli women, and the kidnappings and hostage-taking has shaken each of us to our core. Not only the scope and brutality of the crimes, not only the real-time videos recorded by the celebrating killers and rapists, not only Hamas and its global supporters' denial of October 7th, but the equally devastating and brutal cold stone silence of the very international organizations and NGOs that advocate for women and children. It is nothing short of a conspiracy of silence, the refusal, with rare exceptions, to denounce in real time or ever since the rape, sexual, violent dismemberment, and killing of women because civil society apparently has no room or sympathy for those guilty of the original sin of being Jewish. It is nothing short of a conspiracy of silence. As the infamous and cynical quote often attributed to Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin says, one death is a tragedy, a million deaths a statistic. the silence of the caretakers of human rights, of the vanguard of protecting women and girls, and of the Al Jazeeras of the world have all but rendered those Israeli victims invisible, which we now know was intentional. This has helped pave the way for the next domino to fall, equating the perpetrator with the defender. As International Criminal Court, ICC, declaration seems to equate the monsters of Hamas with a democratically elected prime minister of the Jewish state who must eradicate Israel's next-door terrorists or watch October 7th be repeated again and again. Indeed, for the Jewish people for whom the Jewish state is its rightful place for self-determination, the ICC decision is nothing if not a blood libel against Jewish nationhood. Just as the medieval church fabricated the monstrous lie accusing Jews of using the blood of children in matzah, a lie that still lives on centuries later, the ICC accuses the leaders of Israel of deliberately taking the lives of Palestinian children and has the audacity of charging the Jewish state with deliberate quote-unquote extermination, a term associated with the Nazi Final Solution and the murder of 6 million Jews. The ICC's placement of Israel on the same moral plane as brutal, genocide-seeking Hamas Islamist terrorists set up the next domino, recognition of a Palestinian state. While the U.S. is publicly sticking to its policy that a two-state solution must be reached by both parties, an ideal both of us are deeply committed to, three members of the European Union, Spain, Ireland, and Norway, announced they are recognizing Palestine now. The simple truth is that these three EU members have rewarded the Palestinian butchers of October 7th. These countries are rewarding the Palestinian Authority's pay-to-slay-Jews law. These nations have made zero demands to stop the demonization of Jews in the Palestinian curriculum, a demonization often financed by UNRWA dollars, and that has inducted generations of children into a culture of death. These three nations have reduced the value of innocent Israeli lives to zero and have empowered all Islamic terrorists with legitimacy. In deliberately adopting the Hamas narrative, they have erased all traces of Islamist barbarism, laying the ground for the permanent delegitimization. In other words, Israel is not legitimate according to what they're doing. History reminds us that in 1942, Norway shipped over 500 Jewish women and children to Auschwitz-Birkenau. That's Norway, folks. Spain's draconian expulsion of its Jews in 1492 caused hundreds of thousands of Jews to leave or forcibly convert to Catholicism, an epic calamity which changed the course of Jewish history. And in 1945, Ireland's president sent condolences to Germany upon learning of Hitler's demise. Certainly, wow, unbelievable. We believe that in the end, democratic Israel will overcome the terrorist monster, but it has now been wounded by the ICC, whose declarations will open the floodgates to even greater anti-Semitism. Beyond Israel, there are grave consequences that await the rest of the world. As we witness the catering of the global human rights nomenclature, cratering of the human global rights nomenclature, terrorists around the globe are taking note of Hamas's brutal but effective game plan. Political posturing by the ICC and International Court of Justice could end up criminalizing any act of war, even just wars taken by nations responding to invasion or mass atrocity. As Simon Wiesenthal often said, it always starts with the Jews. It never ends with the Jews. Wake up, world, to October 7th. We have all been duly warned. So that's from the Simon Wiesenthal Center. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, let me share a prayer for the return of the hostages. A prayer recited at the, that was made for the Seder before the, composed by the Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rabbi David Lau. May it be the will of our Father in heaven, who took his nation Israel out of the yoke of Egypt. He should bless and save our brothers and sisters, the hostages who are held in iron chains. Strengthen their souls and faith. Protect them from all harm and sickness. Have mercy on his sons and daughters who look for his salvation. Annul all evil decrees. With his great kindness, he shall send their redemption and speedily take them from darkness to light and from the abyss of captivity to eternal freedom, and return them safely to their families and homes. Please plant brotherhood, peace, and friendship in everyone's hearts. Remove jealousy and baseless hatred, and spread over us the shelter of your peace, so that we should soon merit to sing before you a new song. Yehirat son milfanei, avinu shebashamayim, asher hotzi es ami Yisrael mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim, hu yivarech v'yinsor es achenu achyosenu achatufim ha'asurim v'chavlei vartzel. Yechazek nafsham v'emunasam yishmerem mikol nega u'machala yachmol al banav uvenosav hametzapim v'yeshua so yivatel me'alehem kol gzeros achsarios achsarios v'chasdo hagadol yachish pedusam v'yetzu mehera me'afela la'ora u Nibur, Hashvi, Lecheru, Solam, Vayashuvu, Lishalom, El Mishbachosehem, the El Batehem, Anna Neta Achava, Shalom, Vereus, Belev Shal Kulam, Haser, Kina, the Sin As Chinam, Ufros, Alain, Sukas, Shalomecha, the Nizke, V'karov lamar lefanecha shira chadasha. Beautiful. All right, well, we'll get into some music here on the voicemobile from Danny Green from One Day It Will. Thank you.
Surma no thiwa hamadat helagi surma no thi surma no Surma no thi, wa hamadat helagi. שמתחיל עם גשם ראשון מנהז וממבט אלו הם פלגי המים שיגיעו אל מדבר גובע עם השקט שיבוא גם אם אשתת כל הים הוא לא ירווה צימוני לעוד יום קרוב אליך לעוד יום בזרועותיך גם אם אשב מתחת שם נשרף בלעבות אהבתך מן האזומים הבט אלו הם ימי חייך הם ימי חייך נשטפים בזרם שמתחיל עם גשם אלו הם פלגי המים שיגיעו אל מדבר גובע עם השקט שיבוא גם אם אשתת כל הים הוא לא ירווה צימוני לעוד יום קרוב אליך לעוד יום בזרועותיך גם אם אשתת אלו הם ימי חייך הם ימי חייך נשטפים בזרם שמתחיל עם גשם ראשון
Okay, that was Izzy Rosen doing a John Coltrane composition, Equinox, from his CD, The Red Sea. The Adon Rachel Project before that, My Nahar, River Waters, and Two Shackle Swing with their song Blue Lentils off of their CD called Pocket Change. Ofer Chaza before that, a medley of Yemenite songs. Eliyahu Sills, Dorme Dorme, and Dorme Dorme is featuring his wife, Rachel Vafel. She has a gorgeous voice. Danny Green Trio, plus strings, Time Lapse to Fall was that composition on the CD called One Day It Will. And I guess that's where we are. All right, so I just want to share something from the World Israel News. Latest Hamas blood libel against IDF accepted as fact. Help expose the truth. Once again, we are witnessing how the media's false claims against Israel spiral into global outrage, hysteria, and incitement against Jews. Yes, this is another blood libel. On Sunday, Israel conducted a successful airstrike targeting two top Hamas commanders located at a compound in Rafah. Following the strike, a fire was ignited in tents housing Gazan civilians. Hamas's claim, widely reported as fact in the media, was that the IDF attacked and killed dozens of innocent civilians. As usual, Israel was accused of deliberately targeting civilians and is fully responsible for the resulting deaths. Nothing could be further from the truth. As we reported yesterday, here's what actually happened. An illegal Hamas weapons warehouse filled with ammunition to kill Israelis was ignited by a spark from the initial fire. This caused multiple explosions and a blaze, which tragically killed a number of Gazans. Hamas reported 45 deaths, but for obvious reasons, Hamas always inflates casualty figures. The true number is believed to be much lower. In a phone call intercepted by Israel and released to the public, a Gazan witness admitted he saw the warehouse explode as a result of weapons inside. Yes, this is an ammunition warehouse. I tell you it exploded. The Jewish bombing wasn't strong. It was a small missile because it didn't create a large hole. And afterwards, a lot of secondary explosions, the witness said. Israel has again been falsely accused of inhumane, genocidal actions, fueling global outrage and intense hatred against Jews worldwide. Virtually all media, politicians, and humanitarian quote-unquote groups repeated Hamas's blood libel that Israel intentionally targeted civilians. It's clearer than ever that the mainstream media is not interested in reporting the truth, only in promoting a false narrative for Palestinians at any cost. As the war progresses in Israel, Gaza, and on college campuses, we must strengthen our efforts to provide you with rigorous, reliable, round-the-clock reporting to fight the media battle for Israel and win. The people of Israel need the truth to be spread far and wide. We count on your support to help us fulfill our mission at this critical time in Israel's history. So they're looking for the World Israel News team to get your support. I mean, it's just, you knew that there was more to the story than what was being reported. It's just disgusting. Just drives me crazy. All right, so let's hear some more music. I think we've got something from Cyrus Chestnut.